saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. What happens when we have technological challenges? You get an extra bonus segment with me. Hopefully that's a good thing. Now, I'm getting a message from Rico. Go to 115 and then end the show, or however long you want to do. I appreciate it. All right, I will go to 115. That is per the orders of the boss behind the scenes. Thank you, Rico, for managing everything today. Now, during the commercial break, I just casually looking at YouTube, Locked In Big Ten. Not trying to give them a shout-out, but whatever, there it is. The headline for their latest show is Nebraska football should name Dylan Raiola the starting quarterback now with a picture of Matt Rhule on the front. Something tells me Matt Rhule's probably not going to do that just yet. He probably wants to get into fall camp. He probably wants to keep developing people, or maybe I'm completely wrong, and 5 minutes from now he'll put something out and naming Dylan Raiola the starter. But it's interesting because I will say this. There's legit reason to be excited after what we saw Saturday. There's legit reason for optimism, to think, hey, we're going to score a lot more points this year. We got some explosiveness. We've got some things to be excited about beyond just the defense this year. We got guys who can return kicks this year. We might actually return some kicks and not just fair catch everything. That would be awesome this year. We got the ability to maybe execute some forward passes this year. That would be awesome. I would just say it's April 29th. Also, this is a Big Ten show, which means they don't give a crap about what's best for Nebraska. They want people to watch their show. So when I say they're doing it for clicks, I don't mean that as a jab. Everyone wants people to watch their show. But they don't care about what's best for Nebraska. They don't know what's best for Nebraska. They're talking about the whole entire Big Ten, and they want people to watch their show. I just thought that was interesting, that people are starting to put that out there already. If Rhule does that, hey, no problem. If he names him the starter, no problem. My gut says he wants to see how this thing plays out through fall camp and how the guys continue to improve, okay, and progress throughout fall camp as well. But we'll see what happens. All right. Couple of things real quick, and I did like this. And I'm going to plug my own show that just went out like an hour ago, noon Central Time. I put out a Carriker Chronicles. You can always check it out, YouTube. Type in Carriker Chronicles into YouTube. You got nothing better to do with your life. Okay, you can check out the show. You go to CarrikerChronicles.com. We're all your Nebraska sports hopes and dreams will come true. It's just science. But I talked about Dylan Raiola, and I read this quote in the show because I liked it. I liked not just what the quote said, but the meaning behind the quote and what saying the quote actually means from Dylan Raiola. This was after the game, the press conference about his interception. He said, and I quote, "Absolutely, that's my fault. I'll take that. Ball placement's got to be better. I put that on me. It was behind him, the wide receiver, and he had to make an acrobatic catch to make that play. That one's on me," end quote. I like that. Now, do I think it's accurate? Probably not. I think the wide receiver should have caught the ball. But he knows where the wide receiver was supposed to be. Like Austin thought that the wide receiver was going to sit down more. Dylan kind of probably threw the ball, anticipating him to sit down more. The receiver kept going a little behind him. Ball gets picked, deflected in the air. I just like owning it and having your back's teammate. That's what I like. That's leadership right there. All right, a couple other things. The tornado victims. Okay, particularly there's others in Oklahoma and other surrounding states. Nothing but love, thoughts, and prayers to anybody affected by the devastating tornadoes. Okay, specifically to those in Nebraska. All right, I'm just going to read. I'll actually hold this up. Okay, this is a tweet from 93.7 The Ticket a day ago. If you're on YouTube, hopefully you can see that. If you're listening on the podcast platforms, sound only, obviously you cannot. So I will read it to you. All right. Ticket Tailgate with Derek Pearson. Fans can purchase Nebraska Together apparel at Huskers.com or Best of Big Red in Lincoln locations. Nebraska will donate royalties. Nebraska will donate royalties and all proceeds will go directly to the the Red Cross to assist local relief efforts. All right, so that's Huskers.com or Big Red, Best of Big Red in Lincoln locations. Okay, and I'm going to enlarge the picture here so people can see kind of what the shirts look like. They're nice-looking shirts, okay? Let's be real. It's not even about what they look like, despite being good-looking shirts. It's about coming together, supporting each other, and helping those affected by the devastating tornadoes that destroyed a lot of people's homes. All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You know, luckily we weren't affected, but my family and I just bought a home, and I was just like, man, what if our house would have been one of those? So I can only imagine what those people are going through. I did an event on Saturday. We were able to donate all the proceeds from that as well. DPS Construction held the event, so shout out to them and everyone who attended. All right, let's see what else we got here. The last topic I have written down here is you always want to get out of the spring healthy. You always want to get out of the spring game healthy. That's everybody's goal. As we, most people probably know, Demetrius Bell, Blyhill were unfortunately banged up. Now, at this point, okay, Nebraska had a couple of players go down with significant injuries during Saturday's game. According to head coach Matt Rule, receiver Demetrius Bell and quarterback Blyhill are set to miss some time after getting banged up on Saturday. And here's what Rule had to say, and I quote, obviously, in the game, Demetrius Bell went down with a significant injury and Blyhill with what looks like a semi-significant injury. So both to their patellas, end of that quote from Matt Rule. And then he said, I don't know long term. I hate to speak until those MRIs are all done and all that, but looks like it could be somewhat significant for each. So from a football perspective, obviously those two injuries hurt. From a personal perspective, they really hurt. But I know both guys are tremendous competitors, young guys, and they'll bounce back great, end quote. So this goes without saying, wish those guys a speedy recovery. Obviously, on a personal level, obviously on a football level, okay, it does seem like Demetrius's injury may be a little bit worse. Now, there was a tweet that was put out and then deleted quickly, but here's what it said, and I can see the person's name. They deleted it, so it's a little bit speculatory here. It is a reliable source, but obviously they deleted the tweet, so I guess I'll keep their name out of it. Just know, this was not up long. But so take it for what it's worth. Said, I just talked to Bly. He said he dislocated his knee and he might be out 4 to 6 weeks. Hey, 4 to 6 weeks, if that is the case, is a lot better than 4 to 6 months. It means you're back by fall camp. So maybe that's what Rule means by semi-serious. We do not know the results of the MRI just yet. Maybe Coach Rule does. Nobody else does at this point. Obviously, Bly was expected to start, at least looked. Okay, a cornerback, a spot where we had a couple of question marks coming into the spring as it was. So hopefully he can be back and strong, ready for fall camp, ready to start, ready to help, ready to contribute. Okay, and obviously Demetrius Bell as well. All right. Now somebody did text me, you know, take this with 40,000 gigantic grains of salt. But they said, I saw him at Laszlo's after the game, and he was walking on that leg with the brace that covered nearly his whole leg. All right. I don't know how reliable that source is. Now we're getting into speculatory areas. Eddie sent me a picture or a video. I would have paid more attention to it. Okay, but it does seem like Blyhill's injury maybe isn't quite as serious as Demetrius Bell's, but obviously we don't know just yet. Kind of speculating at this point. I'm also hoping it's not that serious, if I'm being serious with you. Okay, I think that's all I got for you fine folks today. I will share a story. All right, so I used to, when I was in D.C., I used to do random appearances on Fox News, Fox Business. All right, I got my degrees in business, et cetera, et cetera. And the last time I was on it, before we moved away from D.C., I went down to Florida to rehab my knee, lived in Pensacola, rehabbed at the Andrews Institute for 6 months. Then we moved up. I've lived in every time zone for over a decade. Okay. Except for the East Coast was 6 years. Oh, just over half a decade. I've been all over the place. Just all over the place. That's not the point of the story. The point is, the last time I was on Fox, I think this was Fox Business, my earpiece went dead. Live national television. And I froze. Dead froze. Today, technical difficulties. I can't hear. Then you can't hear me, which may be a blessing. Who knows? I feel like I've grown as a person because I now handle technical difficulties a lot better. In other words, I call my wife and she comes and fixes everything. So, however I handle it better than I used to. So there's my hopefully somewhat entertaining, maybe kind of sort of interesting story. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. We got the happy hour with Nick. We're right after this. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the puck.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.